form. He was nailing it.
Hammering down his fists with perfect execution, Harry annihilated his rival quickly, ferociously, opening up a large cut above his rival's eye like a crisp packet. Then he implemented one final ruthless punch, slamming his opponent to the floor. Jake Pinner was down. Harry was the last man standing.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's winner by knockout and the new world heavyweight champion, Harry the Hammer Woods.
Insatiable, the room erupted around him as the audience roaring in celebration of Harry's success. Holding his head up high, proud of his accomplishment, Harry had never known a feeling like it. In front of everyone, the thousands of people packed inside this massive arena and the rest of the world who were watching at home on their television screens with much anticipation, Harry had finally done it. Jake Pinner had fought well, dishing out just as many punches as he was receiving, but in the end, Harry had fought stronger, harder, faster. He hadn't backed down. Standing triumphantly as the sea of cameras flashed around him, blinding him as the press moved in like vultures picking greedily at the fresh bit of meat before them, all desperate to get that much sought-after exclusive quote from the new champion, Harry Woods clutched the large, extravagant prize winner's belt with pride, lifting it high in the air above his head. This was his trophy. It was what every minute until now had been leading up to. Those endless 12-hour training days that he had dragged himself through with monastic devotion, almost to breaking point. The food he'd forced upon himself, enduring a strict diet of 6,000 calories a day without so much as a drop of alcohol. It had been so punishing, so relentless, that at times Harry had almost given up. Now, though, he knew without a doubt that it had been worth every arduous second. Harry knew deep down in his soul that this is what he was made for. Boxing was in his blood. He was following in the footsteps of his late grandfather, and today he had placed himself well and truly on the map. But there was only one person he wanted to share this moment with. Searching beyond the TV crew with all their fancy equipment, Harry searched the crowd looking for his wife. Scrutinising the many faces, his eyes flickered along the rows of people, occasionally catching the eye of a cheering supporter that he recognised, someone from the industry or a faithful fan who had followed him here halfway around the world to New York City. Then he saw her. Wearing a vibrant purple dress that accentuated her buxom figure. How could he not? His beautiful Evelyn lit up the room. Clapping her hands, she smiled as she caught his gaze. His wife had never looked more radiant than in that moment. Seeing the tears of joy in her eyes, how proud she looked, Harry blew her a kiss. Smiling at her, his eyes moved down, following the purple fabric of her dress as it skimmed over the slight curve of her stomach, concealing her small round bump that only they knew about. Harry felt a surge of emotions just then, caught up in his success and love for his wife and his unborn child. Only Evelyn knew just how hard he had worked for this, how much he had wanted it. But what she didn't realise was that he had done it all for her. For her and their baby.
You did it, Harry! You fucking did it!
Moving in for a bear hug, Raymond Marks broke the spell. Harry's sentimental moment was over. The two men embraced before Raymond handed Harry a bottle of cold water. Then wrapping a towel around his broad shoulders, Raymond gripped him tightly.
That was a fight and a half, Harry. You went in there like a warrior. You're the fucking golden boy. Can you hear them all, Harry? They